Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a very significant question, and that question is related to a topic which in Islam is very important. I'm speaking of the knowledge of God. As you know, Islam gives great importance to the knowledge of God. It gives great importance and lays stress on knowledge in general, but the knowledge of God is of particular significance in Islam. And today, in regards to this, the question we want to ask is, what is the characteristics of the person who knows God? Or how can we describe the one who knows God? In order to answer this question, and this is important because, you know, obviously we have been advised to learn about God and to recognize Him and to know Him. And in order to do this, we have to ask the person who has knowledge of Him to impart that knowledge to us and we must learn from them. And in order to do that, we have to recognize them. There's a lot of people who claim that they have knowledge of God and, have recognized Him. And they attract followers around themselves. But many of them are charlatans and fakes, and they seek to mislead people away from Him. So we need to recognize the person who has knowledge of God, his characteristics, so we can distinguish these the frauds from the genuine people who know Him. In order to answer this question, it's possible for us to take inspiration from the hadith which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been stated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the Gnostic's face, by Gnostic we mean the person who has gnosis or knowledge of God, is cheerful and smiley, whereas his heart is apprehensive and sorrowful. Meaning so, in apparently or outwardly, a person who knows God, he's very cheerful, he's very smiley, he's happy, he's kind and nice to people around him. But inside him, in his heart, he's very fearful of God and he's very sorrowful. Because one of the effects of knowledge of God is, you know, the fear of Him, and also the regret and sorrow for one's shortcomings and sins. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, crying much due to fear of Allah for any possible distance between oneself and Allah is a regular worshipful state of the Gnostics. Al-buka min khifatillah lil-bu'di anillah ibadatul arifin. Meaning so, the people who know Allah and recognize His greatness, when they feel distance from Him, for whatever reason that may be, this causes great distress for them, and, you know, it causes great sadness for them. And that sadness may manifest as tears or weeping and crying. In another beautiful hadith, it's been stated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, trust in Allah and you will attain inner knowledge of God. So this is a beautiful hadith in the sense that it says that one of the signs of the person who has knowledge of God is that he trusts in Him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the signs and characteristics of the people who know God in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.